Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, everyone? How are you? Hopefully you had a great Labor Day weekend. This is PLR. This is The Cave Show. Got a lot of stuff to get into today. A little bit of technical difficulty, but that's okay. We're right back. Like I said, we're going to talk about Le'Veon Bell at the time. LSU. Woo! They got into Miami. Ohio State. Do we really think they would have an issue? And why won't Urban Meyer just shut up? NFL is couple days away. Definitely going to talk NFL. Huge trade. Bears find a way to make it happen. Make a trade with Oakland. John Gruden hasn't had one real game yet, and he's already reshaping what they're doing in Oakland, soon to be Las Vegas. Like I said, this is PLR. This is The Cave Show. Hopefully everyone's having a good day. That first weekend, boy, it gets you, doesn't it? It gets you good. We're brought to you, of course, by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located locally in Chandler, Arizona. Alma School in Chandler Heights. In there, and make sure you tell them PLR sent you. They will take 10% off any cigar purchase that you have. You can also become a club member, get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Never ever worry about your sticks going bad. And now they serve beer and wine, so there's no need to not go. They will have every NFL game. They do have the NFL League Pass or NFL ticket or whatever you want to call it. So get in there and check it out. Your favorite team will always be playing. Sit down, have that beer, that wine, that cigar, and enjoy football at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Like I said, this is PLR. Welcome to The Cave Show. Thank you for joining me this Tuesday. There is so much to get into. And you know what? The one thing I didn't mention, I know you guys have a fantasy football league. I'm only in four. I don't know why I said sort of. I'm in four. Four leagues. Keeps me busy. Keeps me out of trouble. But football starts on Tuesday, and the big news over the weekend, Khalil Mack himself traded from the Oakland Raiders to the Chicago Bears. Two first-round picks, and then he signed a six-year, $141 million extension with $90 million of it guaranteed. Gruden was not going to do that. John Gruden, head coach, head man in charge with the Oakland Raiders, he just simply was not going to do that deal. Nonetheless, it got done. Mack is in Chicago. Mack is paid. And it's funny, now Oakland has to use those picks to replace who? Khalil Mack. Call in numbers 917-889-7628. A lot of stuff on the ledger today. If you'd like to give a call in, that is the Terry Lackey line. I do have a caller waiting. Thank you for your patience. This is The Cave Show. This is PLR. And who do I have the privilege of speaking with?
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou.
What's up, my friend? Hopefully you enjoyed your three-day weekend.
I did. And, well, if you're a tennis fan, I think that you may or may not enjoy what happened because a top-ranked player went down.
Are we talking the machine, Mr. Federer?
Yes, we are. I guess that machine ran out of gas.
He did. That was a good match, too. Hard fought all the way through. He lost 7-6, 7-6, 7-6 in those last three sets. He just could not seem to get the trigger pulled on that on last game. I mean, he had a shot. He just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I can see that.
So,
yeah, the mighty have fallen.
I tell you one thing I was looking for, though, on the other side, on the women's side, Serena Williams is still alive. She's playing shortly. She's playing Pliskova as soon as that gets started. But Sloane Stephens lost earlier today, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I really want to see a Sloane Stephens Serena Williams match.
I really did.
You know, Sloane won it last year. Obviously, Serena didn't play last year. She had just given birth. So that was one thing I was really looking forward to seeing what we want. So we'll see how it goes now. I mean, it's been crazy, Lou, U.S. Open. I mean, number one went down in Simona Halep in the first round. Second round, Caroline Wozniacki, the second seed, went down. So it's not on the ladies' side of the draw. It's not the year for the number one seed to come through, obviously.
Yeah, the number one jinx, it looks like, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Lou, we talked about this early last week, and the Jets made it official. Sam Darnold is going to be the starting opening day quarterback. What are your thoughts?
I think I've died and gone to hell. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay, here it comes. Let's see what happens now. Is he going to be worth it? I mean, judging from his preseason performance, he's been, you know, lackluster all throughout each game. So I don't know how it's going to carry over now that the regular season is going to start.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling that that was
still
coming. Yep, I kind of had a feeling that was coming. You could see it, especially the day that they traded Teddy Bridgewater. That was a wrap for me, and I believe that's one thing that I expressed. You don't trade a quarterback that can play in Bridgewater to start a 39-year-old quarterback when you have a rookie playing that's your number one pick. Excuse me. So writing was on the wall with that. Up in Buffalo, they just don't have a quarterback. To be honest with you, they just don't have a quarterback.
No, they don't.
They're starting, you know, they traded McCarron to the Raiders. Josh Allen isn't ready. And the poor guy that played last year against the Rams when Buffalo was trying to give up and not make the playoffs, that threw five interceptions last year. Welcome to the starting job.
Yeah. And now we'll see how long you're going to be able to keep it.
Excuse me, exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
You know, a division that I think is wide open, and I never thought I would say this, is the AFC Central, where there's Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Baltimore, and Cincinnati. I honestly think class of that division. But if Le'Veon Bell is not going to play, I think that changes their whole dynamic.
Well, Paul, let me ask you, how many games do you think that the the Browns are going to win this season.
Okay. Mind you, I did not drink over I had one drink. I went to a comedy show, and you had to order two drinks. I've not been drinking. I'm completely sober. I could see the Browns winning anywhere from 6 to 9 games.
Wow. 6 to 9 games. That's being very optimistic.
I honestly think they have the best set of wide receivers in football in Josh Gordon and Jarvis Landry. Because he's been out so much for personal reasons and his addictions and his fight to get sober, I think people forget that we once saw Josh Gordon put up incredible numbers, with very lackluster quarterbacks, and he was doing it without a running game, without a receiver next to him, torching people. And now you have, even if it's not Baker Mayfield, Tyrod Taylor can play. He's not, your top five quarterback, but he's not a terrible quarterback by any stretch of the imagination. And so now you have him, Jarvis Landry, and if that offensive line can keep a quarterback upright and make just enough holes for a running back to get through,
wait a minute.
I think their defense is halfway decent.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead. All right, Paul, go ahead. Yeah.
I think their defense is halfway decent, so I see 6-9 victories.
Well, I would think it's hard to say to go from having no victories to going up to 9 victories. That's a little bit hard to take, but we'll see.
We all have one. That's my optimistic pick. I really think that they can win 6-9 games. I think they're a better team than Cincinnati, and I don't see Cincinnati. Let's just say they split with the Ravens. They lose their two to Pittsburgh, and they take two from Cincinnati. Cincinnati and Baltimore. I'm gonna say they split with. Oh, that's three right there, and they don't exactly have. They're not exactly going against, a tough schedule this year. It's not like they're playing all the top teams from the last year. So I'm the deep, really am. Greg Williams may be a jerk. He may do a lot of things. He may have been, completely complicit in Bountygate. But the one thing that we do know about him, he can coach a defense.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out when the season starts. Hey, and of course, the season starts on Thursday.
It does. College football, Miami spanked by LSU.
Expecting it to be a much closer game.
Completely spanked. Ohio State did what Ohio State we thought they would do. Penn State got a real scare from Appalachian State.
Yeah, they did.
Here's what's funny, Lou. I think, and hindsight being 2020, I think the kid that scored the touchdown for Appalachian State with a minute 21 seconds left, I think when he got to the 5, he should have went down. Should have took the knee. Then you make Penn State burn timeouts. You have a first down. You make them burn timeouts. You kick a field goal, and that game is over. You know what I mean? Do you remember now I'm going to show my age. I think you said you were a Dallas Cowboy fan. But I remember a game distinctly where Emmitt Smith bust. Dallas was up by, I want to say, 3 points, something like that, or down or a tie. They were either up by three or tied or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And Emmitt Smith busted one. And he had the easiest touchdown known to man, and he got to the two-yard line, and he just fell to the ground because he knew – that touchdown, they were tied. Because he knew if he scored that touchdown, he left the other team time to march down the field. So by just falling down, they had already used a timeout. So by him doing that and giving up his body, they couldn't stop the clock enough. So it got down to 3 seconds. Dallas kicked a field goal and won the game. Or they ran the clock out. It was something like that. But it was like a brilliant thing to do. And I'm not saying I expect a kid to know that he sees end zone, he's going in. But if he goes down, they're in a lot better shape than leaving Penn State with a minute 20, and now they have to play defense.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time.
There's a lot of time.
So there's that. So it's good to see college football back. And then, like I said before, Urban Meyer, it's time for Urban Meyer to shut up. Just shut up and take your punishment.
Exactly. Before he goes too far.
Yeah, just shut up, dude. We don't care what you know. We don't care what you didn't know. We don't care your opinion of what you know and didn't know. And let me rephrase that. No one believes you. We believe you knew that this lady was being abused. We believe that you protected the grandson of Earl Bruce.
Yeah.
By you constantly speaking, is it making you look better to anyone? You look like someone who didn't want to be at the press conference. You look like someone who wants to say, I'm Urban Meyer, I'm above reproach. Just shut up, man. It'll go away.
Exactly. But some people don't know when to shut up. That's the whole problem.
And he's definitely one of them.
I get that. Yeah.
So
I think there's more than they're not telling us.
Well, there is. And the more is, he knew what was going on. He knew he could have fired this bum a long time ago. You know, and I understand Chris Smith, believe it or not, I understand him saying, you know, let's kind of leave this alone because we still have kids. Well, my process to him is, did you think about your kids when you were doing what you were doing to their mother? But we got to stop mitigating this in the press in terms of constantly talking about it every day, and we could do that if, one, Urban Meyer shuts up, two, Chris Smith gets off Twitter.
Yes.
So let's knock this off already.
Right. Yeah, I was. Yeah, he didn't know. I think this has gone way too far, and, you know, don't just see it, you know, settled.
So we shall see what happens after this. Baseball-wise, the Dodgers, left for dead, are not dead. Far from it.
Nah.
Far from dead. The Rockies are playing well. My Diamondbacks are struggling at the wrong time to struggle.
Exactly. That's all.
So, Oakland is still being Oakland. The Yankees are still being the Yankees. The Yankees are still 34 games over 500, and they get worried about more than any team 34 games over 500 I've ever seen in my life.
I can't figure that out.
We can already pretty much pencil the playoffs in the American League, and you know, order may change with the exception of Cleveland, but we know Boston, New York, Cleveland, Houston, and Oakland
Boston
are in. Yeah, we know they're in. And the National League, things are a little bit different. We know, I shouldn't say we know, but I'm really comfortable that the Cubs are getting in. But then it comes down to, is it Atlanta? Is it Philly? Is it Colorado? Is it the Dodgers? Is it Arizona? Is it Milwaukee? Is it St. Louis? That's going to be an incredible race to the finish.
Yeah, and now we've only got like about 4 weeks to go.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, how about that?
So we shall see, my friend.
It'll be an interesting September, that's for sure.
Especially in the National League. Like I said, American
yes.
League is pretty much a wrap. It's just seeing what's going to happen in the National League right now.
Right. All right, on that note, we'll call it a wrap. So I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, my friend. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Buddy Lou, always good to catch up with him. Called on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Alabama, y'all, has officially, and I'm just going to say the name, Tua, because I am not going to even make an attempt to say his whole name. He is the starting QB for Alabama. Y'all, Alabama's not going to lose. It's really just that simple. If their defense is their weakness, then they're definitely in. So they're not going to lose. Tua's too good. Saban's too focused. He had a jerk moment, but he apologized for it. So hopefully that's, you know, that's what it is. Saban can be a jerk. We already know that. So that is what it is. Let me rephrase that. he can have jerk-like moments. So Nike has decided to feature Colin Kaepernick in their 30th anniversary, Just Do It. We know the Colin Kaepernick I'm speaking about, right? The one who no one wants anything to do with, allegedly suing the NFL. And won the initial battle, and that the case cannot be thrown out. The arbitrator said it's going to go to trial. Quite interesting, huh? And now he's the face of Nike. And there are people that are just, the world has ended. How could Nike do this? What are they doing? I'll never wear Nike again. We're going to boycott Nike. Problem. And what Nike did was they put Kaepernick's face as a centerpiece, a lot of other athletes as well. But it says believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. So, we have people saying, well, Colin Kaepernick, I can't believe this. Nike oppresses people. They have their people working in sweatshops in third world countries making stuff. Why isn't he standing up for the rights for them? Yada, yada, yada. So here's my question to all those people. You're going to burn your Nike socks and you're going to throw away your Nike shoes and you're never going to buy Nikes again, and you're never boycott Nike, and yada, yada, yada. Were you worried about those people working in the third world countries before? So are you protesting Colin Kaepernick, or are you protesting Nike because it's offensive that he's not offended by taking money from Nike for an ad that when he is supposed to be pressed when initially, maybe this is just me, the protest was against officers doing something about police officers beating up unarmed black and brown people. So now I guess he is a face for all that is oppressed in the world. Or am I missing something else? See, what this has become now is we don't like the way he protested. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick everything now. Everything that he's done, we're going to now say that he, you know, he's being such a hypocrite. He didn't stand up to this, or he's going to allow this, when that's not what he originally protested. I've even heard people say dumb crap like, we'll talk about what he did. We could do that. I just still find it so offensive what he protested, or, you know, not what he protested, how he protested, and I just find that so insulting. And I always say the next time someone protests, what they should do is find the way for those people that got insulted to ask them what should they do to protest so they personally don't feel insulted, because I'm sure the British didn't feel insulted when tea was poured out. I'm sure they were real happy. I'm sure that the founding fathers of this country called Britain and said, hey, what way can we protest your rulership in a way where you won't be offended by what we're protesting? I'm sure they made that call over. And the British government said, what we would suggest is that you pour tea out and a way of protesting taxes, and we'll take that better than a different way. Right. See, the thing is, Nike doesn't care. Now, here's what I find funny, though. Nike is a uniform. NFL, which is in essence, has banned Colin Kaepernick, right? They wear Nike. So the team that uniforms NFL that's being paid by the NFL is now paying Colin Kaepernick to be their face. Let that marinate. Football starts on Thursday. Can't wait. I really can't wait. And what I said was true. I really do believe Cleveland can win between 6 and 9 games. Got choked up myself when I said it. But we shall see, right? We shall see. Instagram, Facebook, you can find us at Sports Cave. Cave is always with a K. SportsCave.com. Again, where Cave is always with the K. You can get me a PLR on sports. I thank you for joining. Until next week. Next week. Until tomorrow. Everyone have a really good day. Take care. This is PLR. This is the Cave Show.